From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul's city limits, seizing control of state television facilities Tuesday. Lieutenant General Talib Shagati called the seizure significant and good news for the people of Mosul, a sign of the real liberation of the city. The Iraqi offensive captured surrounding villages and is approaching the city from different directions to cut off escape routes to the city's Islamic State defenders. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said what's unfolding is an Iraqi plan, the largest military operation in Iraq since 2003.
The Iraqis have been working on this for some time. We've been there with them planning this. We've been providing our logistical support. We've got advice and assistance. We've been training the Iraqi security forces, so we've trained more than 54,000 forces, many of whom are participating in this battle.
He said IS fighters will be killed if they stand and fight. Meanwhile, UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says it appears IS defenders are using civilians as human shields.
What we have observed is a pattern that ISIL is taking people closer and closer to Mosul City. Initially, they had moved a lot of people into Hammam al-Alil, and then they started moving people from Hammam al-Alil closer to Mosul City.
The U.S. anti-terrorist special envoy, Brett McGurk, told VOA he's optimistic about the offensive, but called for patience. Voters in Ivory Coast appear to have overwhelmingly approved a new constitution following a weekend referendum, despite opposition calls for a boycott. President Alassane Ouattara said the document will bring greater stability and help the country turn a page on its violent past. It scraps the requirement the parents of presidential candidates both be Ivorian, and it creates the post of vice president and a senate. This is VOA News.